afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis, and joining me today in the producer's chair, as always, is Kyle Dotson. How you doing, Kyle?
Good.
What do we got going? We got Walking Dead. We're going to watch Walking Dead tonight.
Yes.
Bunch of nerds. We watch Walking Dead, and we watch it in the bedroom, and we lock the door because my daughters are young, and I don't want them to see.
You mean you and Kyle watch it in
the
bedroom?
Yeah, me and Kyle watch it in the bedroom. Because we can't watch it in the common area TV because it comes on at 6 o'clock and my daughters will come out and they'll be freaked out.
Right.
So and we usually get interrupted about 17 times during the show.
Yeah, and it's usually like they knock and then they start to open the door and you're like, don't come in because it's
like
a bloody face
or like we're naked. And then I pause it and then they'll stand at the door and they'll go, are you watching your zombie show? And I'll say yes, and they'll go, okay, can I have a snack? And I'll say yes, and you.
And it has to be brains.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, can I have a snack? And I'm always like, yeah, you could just get a snack. You don't have to. Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure I could have a snack.
Yeah, but that's polite. You want
them
to ask.
It isn't. No,
as a dad, you should be like, I'm glad you're asking.
For that hour, they can have free reign.
Oh, okay. Oh, do you want to play with a chainsaw? Yes, yeah. Go do it. Just don't bother me.
We're going to do shots of gin, whatever.
Yeah.
April Richardson's in the co-host chair. April, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. April was letting loose with some love life stuff prior to it.
But
I'm not talking about it. I'm going to keep it close to the vest.
I sound so pathetic because I think the last episode started with me boohooing about dudes. It's like, we get it. Yeah. You're a walking Kathy comic, April. We get it.
That's your next podcast.
Boohooing about dudes.
There you go.
That's my life. Oh, gross.
Hey, today's topic, a couple of weeks ago when April was here, I had said something like, that's a mental patient song. And then she said, why don't we do mental patient songs? So
Yes. Here's
what it is. When I used to listen to Howard Stern, he would play music sometimes. He'd go, oh, my God, Robin, I've been listening to that song all week. I've been listening to it like I'm a mental patient. So for me, it's a song that you can listen to over and just on a loop, nonstop, mm-hmm. and not get sick of it. So I'm going to play mine and April's going to play hers. So that's what a mental patient song is. Some song that you never get sick of.
Yes.
And just over.
I have too many of these.
Yeah, I had a ton too. I narrowed it down to 12 and I see you narrowed it down to 37.
I have maybe more than 30, but yeah.
It's actually 32.
32? Yeah. Okay, that's not bad.
But that's even narrowed down from when I went to my iTunes, like most played. I mean, it was a shocking amount.
Oh, cool. Oh, yeah. That would be the way to do it.
Yeah.
Duh. I just like had to pull them from memory.
Well, I did that. And then there were other ones, you know, that I was like, oh, yeah, I play this all the time in my car or something.
There's a Who song here that I'm going to play later that I know it's the song I've played the most ever on this podcast. I've played it so many times for so many reasons, but we'll get to it later.
A lot of mine might like bum you guys out. When I was going through too, I was like, a lot of these are sad songs. But then I was thinking, my friend Janet said one of my favorite things ever when she said, the things I like the most make me happy and sad at the same time.
Oh, okay. That's a nice
saying.
And
I was like, I feel the same way.
That's like a really inspirational quote.
It'd
be like in a book.
It makes perfect sense to me. I'm like, that's true. I mean, why do you think I like the Smiths so much and stuff like that?
Yeah. You need to close out the boohooing about dudes podcast with that every week.
Can you imagine if that was a real pod? And then I name names. I could give dudes full names. Like, hey, this guy sucks. Like,
boohooing about dudes.
That's the title of my album.
Oh, that's not a bad title for an album. You're up. Let's hear your first mental patient song.
Well, okay. I'm going to start with electronic because this is probably... Okay, electronic. The first electronic album is perfect.
By the way, April, her list is so long, she had to bring a highlighter.
I'm highlighting which one.
Highlighted the song.
The first electronic album is Bernard Sumner from New Order with Johnny Marr from the Smiths with Neil Tennant from Pet Shop Boys, which is like pop music Voltron.
All right.
This is Getting Away With It, the single from that record.
Just to get wet on purpose. I've been
forcing myself not to forget just to feel worse. I've been getting away with it all my life. Getting away. However I look, it's clear.
That chorus is the best.
That is such a crisp and clear and clean production on that song.
It's that album. I could listen to the entire album on repeat.
That would
mental
be your
patient
mental
style.
Patient album.
Oh, it's so perfect.
That's not in my wheelhouse, but I really did like it. It had for a second there, it sounded a little bit. The music sounded a little bit like "Love My Way" from Psychedelic Furs. There was a little bit of a. There was a little piece in there that
I could. Yeah, I could definitely see that. Yeah.
Okay, that's a good one to start off, and that's definitely not something I would play. It's not in my wheelhouse, and that's. That's why we like to have
that is my number one, or actually number two most played song on iTunes.
What, and how many plays was it?
Oh, it was like in the hundreds.
What if you said six? In the hundreds. Okay, cool. I mean, now that you said that some of your mental patient songs are sad songs or mid-tempo, or I'm looking at my list. I'm like, oh, mine are all like
party anthems?
In your face kind of. But this is my first one is from the Ramones. This is from 1980s, End of the Century. It's the last album produced by Phil Spector. Mm. And this is called The Return of Jackie and Judy.
Jackie is a bookie. Judy's taking loans. They both came up to Neil just to see the Ramones. Oh, yeah.
I don't know why. It's something about that song. I can just listen to it over and over. And I like that they name check themselves.
Yeah.
They just came up to New York just to see the Ramones.
Okay. Well, now that you did a Phil Spector thing, I'm going to play one that is a combo of mentioning Phil Spector and boohooing about dudes.
Okay.
Because this is Ike and Tina Turner's River Deep Mountain High.
And this was produced by Phil Spector?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And this guy that was like, so that I thought was like the love of my life sent, like, this is what he put on a mix. Like, here's how I feel, lady. And I was like, oh my God, I love you so much. And so I would just play it all the time because I've remembered him. So you can just drop the needle anywhere in this. And it's just a classic jam. On vacation to Greece, and I was on some Greek islands that were remote and didn't have internet and stuff, so we couldn't talk for a couple weeks, and he had sent me that before I left, and so I just listened to it on repeat like the entire time I was on vacation.
And this is from the guy that you were talking about earlier, or is this a different dude?
No, it's the same dude.
Same dude you're boohooing about.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm trying to find
it's a rad song, obviously, and yeah,
that I was trying to find a version of this. Oh, this is should I ruin the song for you?
It's not possible.
Oh, it is.
What? What do you have, like the lead singer of Creed covering it or something?
No, this is.
It's worse than that? Is that possible?
Ooh, I love you, my oh my.
No, I like Neil Diamond, right? Yes,
okay.
I like that.
Okay.
River deep, mountain high.
I mean... playing, obviously, it doesn't compare.
Right.
Like playing them back to back, especially highlights that it doesn't compare. But it's not like bad.
I love you, my oh my, oh my God, Neil. Where are we? We're at mental patient songs. Let me get back to my playlist after taking a detour to Shit Town. Oh, okay, great. This is a song. It's from my favorite Billy Joel album. I love Glass Houses. I love it. I think he was trying to make a punky rocking album.
Sure.
And you're just laughing.
Punky rock, because I just super not on board with BJ. But.
I know. Well, this is a song you probably never heard. This is called Sleeping with the Television On.
Okay.
Did you ever hear it?
I like the title. Okay. No.
Oh, you say you're looking for someone solid here. You can't be bothered with those just for the night, boys. Tonight
chances, dear. Tomorrow morning you'll wake up with the white noise. All night long, all night long. You're only standing next to somebody once did somebody wrong. All night long. But you'll be sleeping with the television on. Your eyes are saying talk to me.
I don't mind that.
Yeah, that's not typical Billy Joel stuff that you that you could make fun of. Like Pardo hates Billy Joel.
I kind of do too. I'm team.
That's okay.
Elton John, man. Because that's like the question. Somebody said, you know, it's like who's Beatles or Stones? It's like Billy Joel or Elton John. I'm like, I'm EJ all the way, man.
Just because they both have pianos.
I know. I don't know why that. But they do seem to get pitted against each other. But
they do, and they also tour together though too. So
yeah, and I remember reading something about that tour where Billy Joel was like, yo, Elton John's like way better than me. Like, yeah, I swear there's a quote where he's like, he plays piano far better than I do. And I was like, yeah, we all know that.
I'm just disappointed that when those guys tour together that they don't hit the treadmill during the day. Those guys need to hit.
You know, their stand-up office desk, they should have treadmills at their pianos.
At their pianos. That'd be great. They're just running in. Oh, totally. That'd be great.
All right, well, I'm going to see your BJ and raise you an EJ.
Wait a minute.
Okay, hold on. Talking about these guys, I'll raise you an EJ and I'll play my favorite Elton John song.
Okay.
This is really tough to decide, but this is the one that's on repeat most. It's Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatter's.
Okay.
For unless they see the sky, but they can, and that is why. They know not if it's dark outside or light. Broadway's got, it's got a lot of songs to sing. If I knew the tunes, I might join in. I'll go my way alone.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of my choices are pretty obvious, but
that's from Honky Chateau.
But yeah, when I was looking at my lip, but I'm like, you know, these are hits for a reason kind of thing.
Yeah, that
I think there's a lot of people that can listen to that song on repeat.
Yeah, that 70s Elton John where it's very, very minimalist instrumentation. It's basically just him and piano.
So good.
Yeah, that's some really good stuff. That's stuff to make you cry when you're boohooing about boys.
Dudes. Boohooing about dudes. You got to have that semi-rhyme
dudes,
in there.
That's right. Yeah. Boohooing about dudes. I'm sorry. I said boys. Elton John's probably boohooed about some dudes. So...
Speaking of BJs and boohoos, BJs and dudes.
That's his album, BJs and boohoos.
Totally.
BJs and dudes. This is probably one of my top five favorite songs of all time. And if I had to lay money, I would say that you like this song too.
Okay.
So it might not be in your top five.
Right.
But I think you'll like it. So just play it, Kyle.
But that don't coincide with the things that you do. And when I ask you to the nights, you say you gotta be cruel to be kind in the right measure. Cruel to be kind, that's the very design. Cruel to be kind means that I love you, baby.
Are correct. I love Nick Lowe.
Yeah, that
love him.
And that song never gets old for me. Never totally ever doesn't. Gets old. It's just everything's perfect.
You want to talk about dudes too? Nick Lowe's one of those guys who like got better looking the older he got.
Mm-hmm.
He's like one of those like weirdly attractive white haired professor guys.
Yeah. He wears the nice classy suit.
Yeah, and like the glasses. And he let his hair go white, which I'm into. Yeah.
And just as a producer involved in so many great things.
Oh, totally. And wrote so many great
Elvis
things.
Elvis Costello.
Yeah.
And Mike Siegel told me a story. He read an article with Nick Lowe, and they're like, Nick, you just seem to be able to do whatever you want to do. And he said, that's because a song that I wrote was on the Bodyguard soundtrack.
Ah!
There's the song What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding.
Oh,
it was re-recorded by, I think, a guy named Curtis Stigers.
Oh,
and it's
okay.
On the Bodyguard soundtrack. And since sold like 35 million copies
totally.
Worldwide. He goes, yeah, I can do whatever I want.
Isn't that the greatest?
Mailbox money is what they call that.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty cool.
I want to do just like one thing like that too. And yeah. then I can just chill and do whatever yeah. I
Where's
want.
Where's my mailbox money?
Yeah, right? I always have a theory. You have to write either a song about graduating
mm-hmm.
or a song that's like could be played at proms.
Or a song that could be played at like the football game.
Right, like if you just have to write one song like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, write one Rock and Roll Part 2.
Right.
Write one Time of Your Life by Green Day that's yeah. going to be played at every prom graduation for the rest
and
of
that's
time.
All you gotta
and then
do.
There's you're done.
We'll work
Cash
on,
your checks.
Let's work on that.
Yeah. Oh.
What are you going to do to play off of my Nick Lowe?
It's a good question.
She's looking at her list.
All right, I'll play this. I'm going to go Crowded House.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go Don't Dream It's Over.
Oh, that's a good tune.
The best. I could listen yeah. to this a million times in a row. Yeah.
There's a battle ahead. Many battles are lost, but you'll never see the end of the road while you're traveling with me. Hey now, hey now, don't dream it's over. Hey now, hey now, when the world comes in, they come to build a wall between us.
No, the song is perfect.
What year was this? What year did this come out?
86.
86. Yeah, that's a great tune.
So perfect.
Tim and Neil Finn.
Yeah. He's a little Nick Lowe-ish.
Yeah, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys were in Split Enz.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder who's more popular, Crowded House or Split Enz? Seems like Crowded House have a lot
definitely.
Of songs.
Well, I guess here, maybe Split Enz is more popular in their
Native,
home of
native
New Zealand.
Land.
Yeah.
That was great. Well, my next song is a couple years after that song. This is from 1988. A couple weeks ago, Murray and Mr. Siegel and I, we went to see the Bangles at the Whiskey.
Oh, nice.
Amazing show. And after that show, Debbie Peterson came in here and recorded with me.
What? For
yeah,
real?
Yeah. The drummer from the Bangles. She was in here and she was great. And that show was great. And so I'm going to give them some love because this is a song that I listen to constantly because I used to pretend that Susanna Hoffs was singing this to me.
Sure.
This is In Your Room. Those lines, I wonder what you're
going to... She was singing that to you. I love it.
I'm half joking.
No, you're not joking.
I said I was half joking. I wonder what you're going to do to me. I'll do anything
sure.
for you in your room. Mm.
That's not one that Prince wrote, was it?
No. Okay. It sounds like it would be one that Prince wrote.
Yeah.
I wonder who did write that. Let me see if I can find that out real quick.
Because he's into those sex jams.
I know. Let me see if I have information on who wrote that. I don't. Okay. You're up. How
okay,
do you play
well,
off of that?
Well, I'm going to go upbeat. Here's the thing. I know you don't like rap. You don't like hip hop. I love it. And I'm from Atlanta, and I'm going to play this track by the Dungeon Family, which is a collective. It's Outkast, Goody Mob, a bunch of Atlanta dudes.
Okay.
They put out one album called Even in Darkness, and this song is called 6 Minutes, and I could play it forever and ever. It gets me hyped. Play it. Just drop the needle in like the middle because it has kind of a long intro.
How long is the song? Is it 6 minutes long?
It's actually not.
It's like 4:46.
Yeah. But I like to play this before shows. It gets me hyped. It's dope. Nigga, can we talk on business? But we have no business. Hallelujah. To the bank. Business, houses, homes, tanks, and all that. Gonna shit that they be checked in the end. The world was my enemy. Yasuo was my friend. On the strong delusion. Won't stop following the tradition of men. Can't save me. Only he that made me do dirty for this desire. The ass of the sand. 5 minutes and 59 seconds gone by. Are you really ready for this lyrical high? We can shoot without bullets. DF to the fullest.
Should it ever come to light? It's true art, not hype. Coming strong, take the mic. Make sure it's tight. I rock a party all night. With my team on my right. Straight ready for the lights. Camera, action, Miss Jackson.
6 minutes, 6 minutes, 6 minutes. Don't you follow your own? 6 minutes.
Yeah. The album rules, but that song in particular is my favorite. I know you're not into it.
No, that's okay.
But somebody on some of these needs to play some hip hop.
Someone,
because no one does.
Just because I'm not into it, someone listening is going to be into it. Probably a lot of people will be into it. Yeah.
So yeah, that's one of my hypey jams.
I have some information on In Your Room.
Okay.
Who
wrote it?
Susanna Hoffs.
Okay.
Tom Kelly.
And Billy Steinberg.
And Billy Steinberg.
Yeah, those guys write a lot of hits in the 80s. Thank you, Kyle.
You're welcome.
You're right on point there. My favorite band's Cheap Trick. Sorry, but it is.
And hey, no apologies.
This is from their 80s incarnation with a different bass player. This is called She's Tight.
It's a jam.
They don't play that all the time in concert, but when they do, I'm like, oh, they played it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Cheap Trick.
Okay. I guess next for me, I'm going to play a Clash. I love the Clash so much. I have a
Clash song on my list.
Do you?
I do. Probably not the one you have, but.
Well, my two most listened to, I had to narrow it down. I guess I'll play the Magnificent Seven.
Okay.
Again, I mean, it's kind of obvious, but it's like, of course.
Yeah.
But you can just drop it in the middle too, because this is the album version, so it has a bit of a slow ramp up.
Back to work and sweat some more. The sun will sink and we'll get out the door. It's no good for man to work in cages. Hit the town, he drinks his wages. You're threatened, you're sweating. But did you notice you ain't getting? You're threatened, you're sweating. But did you notice not getting anywhere? Don't you ever stop long enough to start? Take your car out of that gear. Don't you ever stop long enough to start? Get your car out of that gear. Call them up, a fire and Engels came to the jacket at the
seven. Come on, how do you hate a song that mentions Marx and Engels with such a funky beat?
That's from Sandinista.
Yes.
Disc one, track one.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to, again, I just started listening to The Clash a couple years ago, and I don't even know how to classify them. They can't.
That is why they're one of my favorites. It's like they cover all genres.
Because prior to listening to them, I thought it was just going to be like some punk.
Sure. But it's like punk, funk, reggae, yeah, it's, pop, everything.
It's really, you can't pigeonhole them at all. But just move my Clash song up. Mine's a really obvious choice, but it is.
Rock the Casbah?
No. It's Train in Vain.
Oh, totally.
Do not stop listening to
it.
Of
course.
Play that, Kyle.
Like the perfect band. They were perfect. I mean, as far as like, they were cool, politically on point, explored all genres, like were activists, like perfect.
And we can't see them anymore because that stinks.
And now we just have big audio dynamite, and that's it.
Yeah. That was I got to tell you, that was the second song today on my playlist from April's birth year.
Oh, right.
Cruel to Be Kind.
Yes.
And then Train in Vain.
1979, best year for music.
It's going to be another one later
on. People,
on my list.
What? Mm, just kidding.
So now what?
Oh, okay. Because
I played off your list last time.
Okay, well then I'm going to keep in that vein. Okay. I'm going to play the Au Pairs. This is a song called Shakedown, and this is specifically a Peel session version of it. But
I don't know who the Au Pairs are.
Au Pairs, also from 78, 79. Total awesome post-punk band, kind of sound clashes, but with girls.
Okay, let's see. I'm going to call this The Gash.
That's amazing. That song.
How do you spell Au Pairs?
Au Pairs is just like A-U.
I don't know how to spell this.
P-A-I-R.
P-A-I-R.
You know, just like an au pair that would come take care of your kids.
Yeah, but I've never spelled the word
it's
before.
It's two words. It's A-U
oh, yeah, it's two
space
words.
P-A-I-R-S. R-S.
I have to buy that song. See, it doesn't
okay,
have...
Okay, but wait. You got to get the... That's the Peel session version. It sounds different from the one that's on the album. The one on the album is a bit slower.
That was really great.
Yeah, I can just send it to you.
I could just drag it to the desktop and give it to you.
Yeah.
Well, then why am I spending money?
I don't know.
This is a case where they're not going to... They are long since broken up.
Oh, okay.
They're not going to get your money. I don't know how that works.
I don't know how it works either. Someone's getting it.
Yeah.
That was great. That was really
they're
good. I mean...
so good.
See, like...
they are in Erga Music War. Didn't we bring this up and I asked you if you'd seen it? You have to watch it.
And I still haven't seen it.
You should watch it because their performance is one of the best ones in the whole thing.
Do you have Erga Music War?
Of course. I watch it like monthly.
Is it on a... Do you have it on a DVD?
Of course, yeah. Well,
bring that next time and I watch
it. Oh, yeah. I'll totally let you borrow it. Of course.
That was really good.
They're so good. Yeah. The lead singer is this lady, Leslie Woods, who is like the ultimate badass. Again, they were like Clash-ish to me. They were like white, funk, political, mm-hmm. awesome. But she's a human rights lawyer now. I looked her up a few months ago because I was like, I listened to them so much. I'm like, I wonder what she's up to. And I wrote her fan mail. I was like, I hope this isn't weird since you're a lawyer now, but you're like the most badass lady ever. And she didn't answer. I guess she's busy defending
she's
people.
Busy. That was a great tune. Give me the title of that song again.
Shakedown.
Shakedown. That was great. I love Thin Lizzy.
Totally.
A band that your friend Tony Visconti produced a couple
also
of...
Huey Lewis played harmonica for.
I know. It's crazy. But this is from... This is when you think of Thin Lizzy, this is the most obvious choice. And I love deep... I have their whole catalog.
Right.
But a Jailbreak still...
Totally.
I can't stop listening to it. So let's hear some Jailbreak.
Jailbreak somewhere in this town. See, me and the boys, we don't like it, so we're getting up and going down. High to low, looking right to left. If you see us coming, I think it's best to move away. Do you hear what I say from under my breath?
So good.
Yeah, Tony Visconti produced my favorite Thin Lizzy album, which is Black Rose from 1979.
Yes.
The only thing about that song Jailbreak is the lyric, tonight there's going to be a jailbreak somewhere in the town. I think probably at the jail.
Where are the jail? Yeah. Does this town have multiple jails?
Yeah, I mean, how awful is this town? Yeah.
The whole town is just
the
a
town
jail.
Is only jails.
Is this like a penal colony like in Escape from New York? Is it just like People could be breaking out of anywhere.
Any of our 10 jails in this town. Yeah.
But yeah, that song on a loop, just that guitar, just that riff is crazy.
Yeah, it's a jam.
All right, let's see. Let's see what
we'll keep it on the Tony Visconti tip. Because I will play my favorite T-Rex song that I can also play on a loop forever and ever.
Alrighty.
And this is Mambo Sun, which isn't maybe that obvious of a choice, or maybe it is, I don't know, but so...
I don't know this song by the title. Maybe I'll know it when I hear
You'll know it when you hear it, I think.
I need the bebop moon. I want to croon with you. I need the Mambo Sun. I got to be the one. With you, ooh, with you, ooh, you. My life's a shadowless horse. If I can't get across to you in the alligator rain, my heart's so pain for you. Ooh, for
yeah, man.
You.
If, that groove. It's just like, I could just listen to that forever.
Now, if you're keeping a tally at home, I'll just tell you that so far we've played these bands that you can no longer see. The Ramones, The Clash, Thin Lizzy, and T-Rex.
Oh, should I play now? How many more do you think that we have? How many more do you think we have?
The rest of mine you can see. The rest of my bands that I'm going to play.
No, how many songs? Because I'm keeping in mind. I'm going to play last my favorite song of all time.
Oh, okay.
Forever and ever. But
no, we're going to play. We can play like three or four at least.
Okay.
My next song is the song. What were you going to say, Kyle?
I was going to say we're only about halfway through.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
This next song is the one that I told you. It's a Who song. It was the first Who single that they released. It still for me is 2 minutes and 6 seconds of joy. So let's hear a little bit of I Can't Explain.
Oh my God, this is my favorite Who song too.
That was from my birth year, and I think I probably played it on that show too.
I'm on board. My favorite Who is like early Mod Who, that stuff, Pictures of Lily, that stuff.
I mean, if I had to choose one song between the Kinks, the Who, the Stones, I would choose I Can't Explain. It just really sums it all up to me. So
I fully agree with you.
Thank you. Look at that.
Okay, well now here's something you're not going to agree with, because I'm going to play my boy Elvis Presley. And you need to deal with that. I watch the 68 comeback special on DVD probably once a week.
I will not be borrowing that. Oh, so you're going to be able
to keep
that streak
for you
live.
And your empty life.
Is this when he's in the black leather?
Is this like the ultimate apex of anyone's performing career? Yeah, it is. Is it the greatest thing ever shown on television? Yeah, it is. And so this is Trying to Get to You. This is specifically the version from that. All you can drop the needle again anywhere in here.
It would shine as bright as light when I was trying to get to one more time, one time, one time, one time. One time.
Until the end of time.
Let me ask, did Elvis write his own music? Did he write his songs?
No.
Any of them? Some of them, maybe?
In some early ones, he has co-writing credits. Mm-hmm. like as far as figuring out vocal melodies and stuff, okay. But no.
All right.
And don't look, that's everybody's what? Like, how do you like it? Didn't write? No one at no, that no, time
no, no,
did.
No, no, I know. I like a lot of, you know, I like, a, you know.
And I'm totally cool with you hating Elvis. Like, that's
no,
fine.
A couple weeks ago, we talked about who was getting in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I totally think that Linda Ronstadt should be getting in. And Murray was like, she didn't write her songs, blah, blah, right. blah. And because she
but
didn't. But
there are times where that's irrelevant to me. Yeah. It's like Frank Sinatra didn't write his own songs. Could anybody sing those songs like Frank Sinatra? No, they couldn't.
No.
Like,
so, I mean, yeah, I mean. And I was just curious. I wasn't going to go, well, then fuck
right.
Elvis. But who's that guy talking in the back while Elvis is trying to?
It's not Scotty Moore. It's who was playing the drum. His name escapes me. But they're all. That's when they're sitting in a round.
Yeah,
like they're
okay.
all sitting next to him. And
all right, that guy sounds like he's trying to steal focus.
Oh, he totally. There are a few times where he's trying to be. When you watch it, and Elvis is telling stories in between songs, he's like, "Remember when we did it?" It's like, we get it. You're friends. You're sitting next to him.
Yeah, I understand. Maybe you should sit with Sonny and Red in the Cadillac that Elvis bought you. Okay.
Yeah, that. Oh, I watch that special all the time.
Is this on DVD? Is it the entire like stuff that wasn't shown on TV?
Yes, okay. I have like the 3-disc special dish, like everything, deleted scenes,
now,
all nine.
You put it on as background music while you're doing other things, or do you actually sit down and focus?
Most of the time I focus on it.
Oh my God.
But sometimes, yeah, I put it on. But that's from the CD. I have the soundtrack too. Yeah. I have it like a CD version of it
too. Of course.
Too. Yeah.
Do you have all of Elvis's CDs?
No,
he has a ton.
Yeah, and a lot of them aren't. That's like a million repackaging, reissues,
right.
You know. So
I'm talking
no.
about like the straight up. This is an original.
Like albums.
This is
yes.
an original Elvis album.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. And they put out a box set of all of his singles with like the original artwork from the 7 inches and stuff. Like I have that.
But it's on CD.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I do love packages like that.
Oh my God! It's the coolest looking thing ever.
But then each CD only has like 2 songs on it.
Yeah.
Right? So that's kind of.
Yeah, but.
But you load them in.
I don't care. It looks cool.
This, my next band, this couldn't be further from Elvis. This is a band that some people hate. I came to this band late, but, and mostly I'm a casual fan. I like all their hits and maybe a couple deep album tracks, but this song I cannot stop listening to. This is Steely Dan.
Oh.
And I know you, hey, you made me groan.
Hey, it's all fair.
Okay. Go ahead. Hit it, Kyle.
Everlasting summer, you can see it fading fast. So you grab a piece of something that you think is gonna last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand. The things you think are precious, I can't understand. Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years?
No comment about Steely Dan.
That's like the song that's playing when you're like when you go to your friend's house when you're a kid and his dad's like in the garage on the weekend.
Total dad jam, sure
like,
they are,
but like not doing anything. He's like,
but surprisingly,
oh, working on the car.
Yeah, I have a lot of friends that are in Steely Dan. Friends like my age.
Yeah,
and I'm like, all right, that's you do you, man. You know what I mean?
I know, and I used to be that exact same way. I was just like, fuck that noise, Steely Dan. That fucking blows.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, I don't know what it was.
You had a kid.
I had a kid.
Yeah.
And it was
you became a dad,
like, hey,
and so
man.
You got into dad jams.
You know what really rocks?
Yeah.
Steely Dan.
Yeah.
Quick story. Pardo and I went to see Steely Dan at the Nokia Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd never seen him before. And there's a dad next to us. He's with his wife, and he's with his 2 kids. Now, the kids are probably 12-year-old boy and a 10-year-old girl.
Really?
And this is you can tell this is dad's favorite band
totally,
of all time. And
totally.
He wants to give his wife and kids the true Steely Dan experience.
Sure.
So now Steely Dan comes on and they sound amazing. But for the first 9 songs, Pardo and I keep looking at each other. We don't know any of the songs. They're playing. They're not
like
playing.
Like they're new. It was like, here's our new stuff.
Or something so deep album track.
Oh.
Like no, there wasn't a hit for at least 10 songs. And I can just see the dad is just like, oh,
because it's
yeah, and then and
even it, the family is not going to get on board.
No,
with this.
No, they're not going to.
Yeah.
And by the end of it, we talked about this on Never Not Funny. There were 9 songs, including Reeling in the Years, that they didn't like. 9 songs that if you were making a set list for a concert, you'd say, well, they got to play these nine.
Yeah.
And they didn't play them. And as we're leaving, the dad looks at us. He goes, man, that set list was rough.
Yeah.
I go, yeah, that was disappointing.
That's also weird. As a band, that's almost, that's like a mean thing to do. Why don't we come right out of the gate for the first like hour and not play anything anyone knows?
And then they played a hit and then two more songs that I did. I mean, it was like they literally played six songs that we knew.
It's also not like a club tour.
No, it's not a club tour. It's Nokia Theater's big.
Yeah.
It's not Staples Center big, but it's not House of Blues small.
It's not like it's just, only for members of your fan club are going to know these super
It's not like
cuts.
It was Steely Dan Fest and, hey, we'll play whatever you want.
Steely Dan Fest.
I mean, they sounded great, but it was not a good set list. And I really felt for that dude.
I felt for his kids. Even if they'd have played 100% hits, those kids don't want to be there.
I agree.
Yeah.
Whenever I see a dad bringing the kids to a concert, no.
Yeah.
Get a sitter.
Yeah. That would even be cheaper
like
for
it.
You.
Yeah. They don't like it. All right. Go ahead. How are you going to segue out of that?
I'm going to play what I like to call the Tom Hanks of songs. Because everyone likes this song. It's just a pleasant hit by Madness. It's a song called Our House.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody likes it for a reason. Yep. It's just a good song. You can play it anytime in the middle of this.
I love that little
that
bass.
Father wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around.
I recently went to go visit my parents in Las Vegas, and like the first hour of the drive, I just listened to that song on repeat.
Is that from 1979?
No, that's from 83 or something. Early 80s, right?
Yeah,
One Step Beyond.
83.
One Step Beyond was 1979, I think.
No, it's on that. No.
Is it?
Is it on One Step Beyond? No, it's not. It's One Step Beyond is definitely, it was two-tone, so you're right. It was probably 79.
Cool. No, I love that song. That's a good song, and I remember how much play that got on MTV.
Totally.
Because, you know, MTV was right when I was like almost out of high school, but it was like, MTV is the best.
I feel like it should be a song I should be tired of, but it's just like,
you didn't really get to enjoy MTV, did you?
Oh, I was too young
watching it. You missed it.
I watched it at my grandparents' house all the time because they had cable and they went to bed at like 5. So I'm like, good night, guys. I'm going to stay up all night and watch MTV and HBO.
And they were still playing music videos.
Totally.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
My mom, she incorrectly predicted MTV. She saw it once and goes, this will never last.
Well.
She's kind of right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what parents do. This is The Police.
Yes.
This is always in my iPod shuffle for my treadmill tunes or my workout songs. This is from the first album, Outlandish Day of More, and this is Next to You. What happened to that sting? Where's that sting at?
Yeah, he's boning for 17 hours in a row. Can't write cool songs like that. You don't have time.
I mean, that is just the drumming, the you know, rob a bank, maybe steal a plane. I mean,
yeah.
Come on. The whole thing is crazy. Have you heard that song before, Kyle?
Yeah, I like that song.
That's a song that I'll all of a sudden I'll be singing that. For no, it's just in my head.
Right.
It's just like, I love it.
Hey, you got to let me know when we get down to the last two.
I got two more songs.
You got two more?
Yeah.
Oh, we're already down to
one. You play one, I'll play one. Wait, how's this going to go?
She'll play three and you play two.
Right. This is the first of your three.
This is tough. Okay, I'm going to go ahead. Then I'll play I'll throw you a curveball, but it's a song that I can listen to forever and ever, obviously. Hence the theme, System of a Down. System of a Down, Aerials. And I feel like System of a Down got unfairly grouped in with like rap rock stuff when they were like way better than that. So this is, you can play anywhere.
I'm going to drop it in because it has a crazy intro.
Yeah, it has an intro.
We are the ones that want to choose. Always want to play, but you never want to lose. Aerials in the sky. When you lose my mind, you free your life. Life is a waterfall. We drink from the river, then we turn around and put up our walls.
Yeah, that song's perfect. That Toxicity album rules. So did the one after that, I think.
Are you into that kind of System of a Down?
Yeah, I love System of a Down.
They were so good, right? And I feel like they got unfairly looped in with, like, you know, Limp Bizkit or whatever. And
Creed.
Because they were around that time.
Creed.
And I feel like they got dismissed as part of that, but they were so much better.
Are they still around?
No. The lead singer, Serge, he does stuff. And then the other guy, what's the guy with the crazy beard? What's his name?
I forget his name, too.
But he does, like, he has a different band. I think he has, like, Scars on Broadway or something.
Scars on Broadway.
Yeah.
Well, fantastic.
But I think they keep talking about doing, they just toured recently. They keep talking about doing, like, another
album. Getting
back
together? I'd be into it.
This is another band you could see, but they choose not to let us see them.
Okay.
This is also from 1979. April's birth year.
Yes.
This is Led Zeppelin.
Okay.
This is my favorite Led Zeppelin song. It's my favorite song. It's not one of the classics, but this is my favorite Led Zeppelin song.
Okay.
This is from In Through the Outdoor. Just drop us in. I wish it would rain in Southern California so that I could run in the rain until I was breathless. I love Fool in the Rain. 6 minutes and 13 seconds. I love it.
Right.
I can't not love it.
That's well said.
I know.
Oh, that is so miles away from my final two.
All right.
This
is... the next one's not going to be in your realm of anything either. So
I've left the final two as my two favorite songs literally in the history of recorded music.
Joke. Whoa.
So this is my second favorite song ever.
Okay.
It's The Smiths. There is a light that never goes out.
Are you going to cry?
I might. All
right. Take me out tonight where there's music and there's people. Driving in your car, I never, never want to go home because I haven't got one anymore. Take me out tonight because I want to see people and I want to see.
Just
want
to get to the chorus.
Driving in your car. Oh, please don't drop me home. Because it's not my home, it's their home, and I'm welcome no more. And if a double-decker bus crashes into us, to die by your side.
There you go. That's my jam. A little trivia, by the way.
Did he say if a double-decker bus crashes into us?
Yes.
That would be a horrible accident.
the pleasure and the privilege is mine.
What?
I will tell you that when I got married, as you always trip up, I have been married.
I just can't believe it when you say it.
I walked down the aisle to that instead of the wedding march.
This might be why you're divorced.
What? That's like the one thing that was
good.
Did
your husband at the time, did he embrace the Smiths as you
did? Oh, he was totally on board with it.
Okay, cool.
I couldn't have married a dude that would have been like, no, you can't do that.
Well, no one should
then
tell
I'd be
you
like, well,
you,
the marriage is
no
off.
One, no one can tell you what you can and can't do.
Yeah, so that's, yeah.
If someone said, tell me the one Smith album, the one album by the Smiths that mm-hmm. I should have, what is it?
Oh, see, that's hard because me personally, I say Meat is Murder. However, the universally lauded classic is The Queen is Dead. I think you might like The Queen is Dead better.
Okay, I'm going to check out The Queen is Dead.
Okay. I can't promise you'd be on board with it all, but...
I'll just check it out.
Okay.
And then I'll get in a report back.
That is on The Queen is Dead.
I'll report back to you.
Okay.
I didn't hate that.
Okay.
I'm not familiar with the Smiths.
I feel like I've heard that song a lot lately since like 500 Days of Summer came out. Like I feel like I hear
it. No, is it in that? Oh, it's in that, isn't it? Like she's super in.
Zooey Deschanel sings it. Yeah.
Listen.
April just gave the raspberries.
Because I don't want manic pixie weirdos, and I feel like they co-opted the Smiths.
Yeah. How does that go when a movie wants to use it? Does Morrissey have to give his okay? Or
I guess
you just
he
able
and
Marr
have to. Morrissey and Marr wrote all the Smith songs, so I guess they do.
Yeah.
Because I was going to ask, like, you definitely like that way before that, obviously. But, like, when something like that gets popular, do you get, like, angry?
No, because
it's
not
a catch 22, though, because you're
when
like,
I was a teenager, absolutely. Yeah. I'd be like, you guys don't know. I've been into this. But not now. Because, yeah, like, who cares?
Because you want it to be popular for the right reason, not for the wrong cheesy reason.
Well, I mean, again, I'm too old to really worry about that stuff. I don't like that trope in general. I don't like that it's like such a like manic pixie indie girls like this. When it's like, gross.
Right.
Come on. I don't know.
But
that's just me personally.
I'm going to check that out. I'm going to check that album out.
Okay.
And
I can't wait to hear what you have to say about The Queen is Dead.
Look, I will probably lie to you and say I love it.
Don't lie to me.
My last song is from whenever I can play a song from someone that has actually been a guest on the show, I try to do that. But John Waite is one of my favorite singers. Mm-hmm. I love John Waite. He was great on the show. And this is from his first solo album called Ignition. And this is a song, this was big on MTV at the time. This is called Change.
People talking, and they're saying that you're leaving. So unhappy with the way that you've been living. Oh, we always wish for money.
Oh, that was a great fade, Kyle. That was an unbelievable fade.
I used the wrong hand.
You were just like, I'm done with
it. Get it out of here.
No, I do like that song, though.
Well, thank you. So that's this is going to be your favorite song of all time?
My favorite song in the history of the world by my favorite band, R.E.M. Deal with it. Yes, they're my favorite band.
Hey, I played Day Sleeper a couple weeks ago.
Did you?
Yeah,
what was the theme?
It was, what was the theme of that song?
That you mean in the future, you're going to play Day Sleeper on an episode?
We record an episode that's going to record. I'll edit that out. No, I love R.E.M. That's right. I'll just do it there. I'll edit that part out and I'll go, no, I love R.E.M. Day Sleeper is one of my favorite songs.
They're my favorite band in history. This is off my favorite album. This is Fall on Me. This is my number one most listened to song in life.
I'm on board with Fall on Me.
There's a problem with every sign, bargain buildings, weights and pulleys, feathers hit the ground before the weight can leave the air. Buy the sky and sell the sky and tell the sky and tell the sky. Yes. Yeah.
just think it's a perfect song.
I hope that they're not done. I would like them. I would love it if they would get back with Bill Berry for just maybe one more album and a tour.
I don't know. I think they're done. They're not the kind of guys that are like,
I know they're
we
not.
Need money or
I
we
know.
Need. Or, they're super not those dudes. I don't think they ever will. I really don't. I think Michael Sight might do solo stuff, but I don't think REM will ever get back together.
But you would like it if they did.
No, I'm actually kind of cool with them not
doing
it. Oh,
you are? Okay.
I swear. As much as they're absolutely my favorite band of all time, I'm kind of cool with them just not becoming the Rolling Stones or something.
I thought the Smiths was your favorite band.
No. It's REM.
It's REM.
Forever and ever.
Because on your Facebook page, you had those were cassettes.
Those are all my cassettes. Because REM is the first like real band I got into.
Yeah.
Like the first tape I ever bought with my own money was Green.
Nice.
I was like 12, and then I was like, oh, these dudes are the best. And I grew up in Georgia, so there's that whole like hometown
you have to,
guys.
When you're born, they give you an REM CD.
They do. They issue it to
there
you.
You go.
So yeah, so I don't think they will get back.
That's a great tune. That's
so
good. I like that song. I like, I'm a casual REO fan.
REO.
I'm a casual REO Speedwagon fan. Casual REM fan, but that's a,
do you have Life's Rich Pageant, the album?
I do.
Okay.
Yes,
because that
do.
Is my favorite album of all time.
Yes, I do. What's the cover of that one look like?
It's like a stat. It looks like Bill Berry, to be honest, but it's like a statue of a guy with big eyebrows sideways.
Okay. Yeah, but
his face.
I think Automatic for the People is the one that I like.
It's great.
And I know it's
so great.
That's the most accessible for.
But for a reason.
But it's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, this was great.
Yes.
This was fun. Mental Patient Songs. Call us on the hotline. What's the number, Kyle?
330-81-ROCKS.
And tell us what your favorite Mental Patient song is. Follow us on Twitter. April is at APEY.
Mm-hmm.
APEY.
Yes.
Listen to the Go Bayside podcast.
Yes, indeed.
And where do we find that? How do we? On iTunes.
It's on iTunes. Also, there's a Tumblr, gobayside.tumblr.com.
Excellent. And just keep listening, and we will talk to you soon. And Kyle, I don't know if we'll talk to you, but Kyle, you have a song to play us out?
Yeah, this is a band called Taproot. And they had a big hit like in 2003 called Poem that they played on the radio all the time. But this is from their 2010 album, and this is called Fractured.